Pressing on as I go, pressing on as I go, pressing on to that city where mansions are prepared for me. Well, Jesus knew what I needed most when he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and pressing on to that city where mansions are prepared for me. God, there's I'm pressing on.
Let's sing it again.
We can again.
something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. One more time. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good's about to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praise one more time. Praise God. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good's about to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Let's sing it again. Praise God again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good's about to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Praise God. Isn't God good? Praise God. Let's sing that chorus, "When His Wounded Hand Touched Mine." Praise God. We can sometimes have a formal how we do it, but sometimes it's good not to have that. Praise God. We want God to move. I tell you, this is so true. We're together again. We don't know how often we'll be together. I tell you, we're talking today at different people, and there's people gone, and some went before maybe we thought they should have went. Others maybe we knew they were gone, but none of us know. But there's one thing God knows, but the main thing's to be ready. And whether we're living when the catching up happens, or whether we go on before it, we're the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Praise God. Let's sing this, "When His Wounded Hand Touched Mine." Jesus set me free for all eternity when His wounded hand touched mine. Praise God. Praise God. Touched mine when His wounded hand touched mine, when His wounded hand touched mine. Jesus set me free for all eternity. Yes, touched mine when His wounded hand touched mine. Jesus set me free for all eternity. Set me free for all eternity when His it's worth it. Let's start our feet and sing it. My wait, it's worth it. Touch mine. Jesus set me free for all eternity. Sing it again, praise God. His word at hand touched mine. When his word at hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. His wounded hand touched mine. When his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. As I worship Him, and my heart is filled with praise, Jesus breaks the bands. As I raise my hand, He gives glory up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Let's close our eyes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the songs and the words we've been singing tonight. Lord, we are blessed. We are a blessed people because of you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you hold every breath we breathe. Lord, you're our life. You're our sufficiency. Our sufficiency is from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And Lord, we worship you tonight. We praise you. Lord, we come against every work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic power, every demonic force. Yes, Lord, every suicide spirit, death spirit, we take charge over and rebuke tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, touch your people once again, I pray. Lord, Samson bowed and he said one more time. One more time. And Lord, you did it one more time. And Lord, we want you to do it one more time. One more time, give us a victory. One more time, give us a deliverance. One more time, bring the healing upon Sister Eiling. One more time, set George free. One more time, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, let the same God that wrote the word come forth and confirm that word in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe in the God of Elijah tonight, that he's still living, that he's still able, that you can do far above what we think or even us tonight. Lord, you know every need in this room, every situation. We lift them before your throne of grace, for we may find help in the time of trouble. Lord, we bless you tonight. Lord, that we can come on to you in the name that's above every name. Father, answer prayer. Bless your word to their hearts tonight. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I take the Holy Ghost by faith, and I know you're here tonight. You're moving already, Lord, while we're here. Lord, what the enemy meant for bad, turn it for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I pray for all of our children, cover them with your blood. For all of our loved ones, cover them with your blood. Save them, Lord. Move in every one of them in Jesus' precious name. Father, bless your word to our hearts tonight. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. If you have to forget my praise God. God's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, I want to talk just a wee bit about prayer, but I have to read this psalm first, and I'm going to be talking from Ephesians 6, and I won't try and keep this too long tonight. The Lord bless each one. Please do remember, keep Ireland lifted up in prayer. God can do anything. And Brother George as well, the devil's a liar. He is a liar. You know, anybody that wants to commit suicide, and anybody that a voice ever talks to them to tell you to do it, that's the devil. That is the devil. You don't need no discernment to know that. You know that's the devil. And we need to resist him. We need to rebuke him. And we need to take the word of God in our lips. And we need to confess it. We need to speak it. And we need to say it. Amen. I'm going to live and not die. Amen. And I believe it tonight. Let me read you Psalms 46. Praise God. Psalms 46. And the Lord bless each one, and give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord in their service. On Sunday morning, the Lord willing, we're going to have communion, and the Lord is always willing. That's one thing about it. Praise God. God is our refuge and strength, a very help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And your wee margin says, see, lad, when you read that, that means pause and think upon it. Think upon this. No matter what happens, God is saying, don't worry one thing about it. I'm in control. Verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And you know he was Israel, he had his name changed. Praise God, Israel. And I tell you, God is with Israel tonight. And no matter what happens, God has promised to deliver Israel. I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And it's still good tonight in 26. Praise God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is a refuge. See that, think of these things. Come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Here's the verse. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think upon this. I tell you, and I never knew this. I never really read this psalm much before. And you know the verse on this Bible, the verse where I talk about that my dad got. But when you think of these previous verses, God is saying, don't worry about anything. I'm going to do it. Doesn't matter what it looks like. God is saying, I'm going to do it. Doesn't matter what it seems like. God is saying, I'm going to do it. Do what? What do you desire? You say, brother, where do you get that from? Whatsoever things ye desire when you pray. Jesus said, believe it and you can have them. Now, you know, when I was didn't get time to study out more, but I've, you know, preached a lot in Abraham. And I tell you, Abraham was something, and you know, when King Abimelech liked Sarah, and God visited him in dreams, in a dream, and you know how Abraham said, she's my sister, and Sarah, because he'd feared they'd be killed. And Abraham, that old, the king says, you told me she's your sister, and God might have killed me. And he says, well, my father and her father is the same father. So they had a different mother, but they had the same father. So she was a sister. But she was his half-sister. They had the same dad, different moms. So it was a lie, and yet there was truth in it. Now that's right, because she was his half-sister. But he didn't do it to tell the half-truth. He did it to save himself. The lie, to save himself. But yet with all, even at that, he had to pray for that king. Or God would wipe him out. Abraham had to pray for him. Because Abraham was God's man. And I'm glad tonight that we have one in the Lord Jesus Christ that's praying for us. Now, the devil's a real liar, you know that. I tell you, I preach here on Sunday. I preached about different things. And I tell you, the enemy done all he could to test everything I preached. Stepped over a curb on a couple of days ago and done something on my back. Nerve in the back. Went home last night, could hardly move. Got worse as the day went on. And I got to thinking all about it and I said, that's the devil. That's the devil. Because I preached about healing, that's the devil. That's how he operates. Now that's the time when he gives you that you need to give him the uppercut. The uppercut with the word of God. It's by the stripes of the Lord I'm healed. And I'll tell you what, I got up this morning and I was feeling real good. And I'm telling you what, the devil's a liar. Amen. God is good, isn't it? Praise God. Now that's not our message tonight. That was just a couple of thoughts for you. I want to talk from Ephesians. And I tell you, I was reading about Abraham. I didn't get finishing everything. And I felt to go back to this. And I was reading a bit about Martin Luther. And we know Martin Luther is one of the seven church age messengers. And I tell you, God definitely thundered. He thundered through Martin Luther. He thundered through all them messengers. But he thundered through Martin Luther. I can tell you that. And Martin Luther believed, you see this business of I'm too tired to pray, and my flesh, Luther, no time for any of that. Martin Luther said, I don't care what your flesh thinks or what you think. If you're a real Christian, you need to study the Word of God and pray every day. Make yourself do it. And they say that Luther prayed 4 hours every single day. Luther prayed 4 hours. And I tell you, Luther was something else. I believe that. I believe a lot of them had an easy trip compared to Luther. Because Luther, remember, come out of the darkest darkness you can come out of. A monk in Rome. A monk of the Augustine order. That had tried every single way to get peace with God. And he couldn't get it, but he got it through the Word. When God gave him a revelation on the Word. And he got it. Praise God. And I want to encourage you tonight to pray. And we're going to read Ephesians 6:18. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now we need a helper in prayer. And our helper is the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you. people maybe don't emphasize enough about the Holy Spirit, and then some people would say, oh, they're too Pentecostal, all they do is talk about the Holy Spirit. Well, bless your heart, the first church was Pentecostal. They were Holy Ghost filled, and we want to be Holy Ghost filled. Amen. Now, we must pray in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And I know it's difficult. We're struggling in the flesh. Sometimes you don't feel like praying. I'll tell you another thing Luther said. Luther said it's good to have a routine of praying. And he said you need to have that routine first thing in the morning and last thing every night, every single day. It's good to have a routine to pray. And I'll tell you, I believe that myself. It's good to have a routine to pray. And whether it's a short prayer or long prayer, that's not important as long as it's sincere. And there's times we don't feel like praying, and there's times we don't feel like doing anything. But we need to take our own selves by the back of the neck. You know what I'm saying? And give ourselves a shake and make ourselves do it. Amen. It's like a fella training in the natural. Training in the natural. Whether he's going to run a race, no matter what he's going to do, anything, on boxers and all, they go into camps for so many weeks because they train. And they train. You know what? Muhammad Ali must be about, probably most people believe he's the greatest heavyweight ever. Muhammad Ali. That's probably not even a debate. He probably was the greatest heavyweight ever. But Muhammad Ali said, the fight's not won in the ring. The fight's won before you get in the ring with your training. And I'll tell you, our fight's won on our knees when we're praying. When we're praying. That's where our fight's won. And we need to bring everything to the Lord. Every single thing to the Lord. And I believe that tonight. I believe it. You believe it tonight. Prayer works. The devil wants you to think, oh, you pray it, nothing's happened. But prayer works. When I wasn't long saved, there's a wee woman, and she was called Mrs. Jones, her and her husband. They were wee farmers. She went on home to be with the Lord now. But she's a great wee woman, and I used to go out, chum with her sons and different friends, and have a wee getting together in the house, and they never really bothered much. She would talk about a spiritual stuff. I don't know if it was too deep for them or what, but I loved it. And she said to me, Tommy, always remember, your prayers is like a vase in heaven, and it fills up. And when there's enough in it, God will start pouring them out. And I tell you, I believe that tonight. I believe we must pray continually. And I believe we must pray in the Spirit. But it's hard to get in the Spirit if you don't pray. But we need to pray to get in the Spirit. And we need to sing to get in the Spirit. God wants us to worship Him. He wants us to praise Him. And I'll tell you, that golden altars, the prayers of the saints, the incense of the saints, the worship, the singing, and that altar went up before the Lord in the tabernacle as a sweet smelling savor before the Lord, up into the nostrils of God. And when we pray, God likes it. I believe that. God likes it. And I'll guarantee the devil doesn't like it. And anything God likes, the devil hates. And he wants to do everything to stop you from praying, to discourage you from praying. W.P. Nicholson, most people would know of him as a famous preacher from here many years ago. W.P. Nicholson said, when the weakest of the weak get home and close the door and decide to have prayer, the doorbell will knock. Now the day, what will happen is the phone will go. Somebody will be looking at you that you haven't heard from. And they'll not have an hour day to meet you that has to be now. But when you're praying, the Bible says, lock yourself in the secret place. Close yourself in the closet and pray unto the Lord in secret. And the Lord will reward you openly. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need prayer. We need prayer. We need to keep praying. I want to encourage you to keep praying. I know a lot of pastors, and they stop coming to the prayer meetings. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We need prayer meetings. Amen. I believe it's the most important meeting is the prayer meeting. Spurgeon believed in prayer. Spurgeon was a great believer in prayer. There's a 24/7 prayer cycle at the tabernacle. When Spurgeon preached underneath it, and they did cycles of praying. There was shift work in prayer. And I tell you, people today say, God not do this, and God will do anything if you can believe it. Pray for it. Brother Branham said, when you see them people out in Africa, desperate, on their faces crying and fast and praying for God, he said, God is under obligation to move. Under obligation to move. And I tell you, when we pray enough, it's like that wee woman went to the unjust judge. Will you avenge me? No. Will you avenge me? No. But you kept on coming. And we need to keep on going, don't we? We need the Holy Spirit, our helper. And you know, even the Lord Jesus himself was led for the Holy Ghost. And we need to be praying, and we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we need to pray for more of that same Spirit coming on us. Amen. Look at Luke 10, 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Luke 10, 21. And said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. He was led by the Holy Spirit. He rejoiced in spirit. Amen. And I tell you, it's good to rejoice even when you have a situation that seems impossible. You can rejoice knowing that God can answer it. Knowing that God can do it. You can rejoice and believe the Lord. Only by prayer are all things delivered up by the Father through the Son. The Holy Spirit helps us, doesn't it? We believe the Holy Spirit's here. It's no longer God above us, but it's God with us, God in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit's in his true people tonight. Isn't that right? For by one Spirit he baptized into one body. And the Holy Spirit's in the body, in the true believer tonight. Romans 8, 26. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought to. So in the natural, sometimes we don't know what way to say it. It's hard to express it. You know, listen, I'm used writing out notes and things. I've been doing it a long time. I'm used putting things down. And if I get the wife and I tell her, write that out there, I'll word that out, and she'll write it out, and I'll look at it, and it doesn't make any sense for me sometimes the way she words it, because I would not say it the way she would say it. I hope you understand what I'm meaning. Now, the Lord bless my wife. It's nothing wrong with what she says. But I'm just telling you, I would word it in a different way. I would say it in a different way. And God has a way of saying things. And we of our own selves can't know it. But we need the Holy Spirit to help us to know it. And when the Holy Spirit is our helper, can help us to know it, he will take of the Father's and reveal it unto you. That's what the helper does. Amen. That's how it can happen. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Groanings, moanings, groanings which can't be uttered. And I tell you, we need some praying. Amen. Praying. Desperate prayers. This is such an important scripture, I believe, and we know the patience, hope, waiting, help and prayer and all them things. We know them things, but the greatest and most divine of all helps the Holy Spirit, isn't it? That's our greatest help. Now we need to invite the Holy Spirit. Situations that we know about at the minute, that we ourselves, if we could do it, we'd do it. But we can invite the Holy Spirit in to move. And the Holy Spirit can move. And the Holy Spirit can work. Do you believe that tonight? Look, what about that wee man got his car stolen? The boy stole his car away. And they eventually came round and they found Brother Branham and they told him all about it. And the fellow owed him money as well, the same wee man. And he wouldn't give him the money or nothing. And he says, let me pray about it, brother. And the next thing you know, the police come in contact with him and said, here, we'll find your car. And they come to find out, see the fellow that stole that car, he was a backslider. And the prophet of God asked the Holy Spirit to go and get him, to move on the man in the car. He sent the Holy Ghost, that's what he said. And that boy was convicted driving that car. He was a backslider. And the Spirit of God moved on him, even though he was a backslider. How many knows God does not leave his people? And he was so convicted, he parked her up. And the fellow got his car back, and everything was in it. And then the other boy that wouldn't pay him, at the finish of it, he couldn't wait to get paying him. And he paid him every penny he owed him because he prayed. God is able to do it. Amen. We can ask for God, for the Holy Spirit to move in the situation. We can pray that the Holy Spirit will move. I do it all the time with my own children. I want the Holy Ghost to move in every one of them. God can do it. How many knows God can bring somebody out of anywhere? Now, I want you to think of this for a moment. I want you to think of Abraham as a type of the Lord Jesus. I want you to think as Lot, like a believer. And yet, Abraham prayed. And God heard Abraham. Abraham interceded. If there's 10, God said if there's 10, I'll spare it. And them two messengers, angels, went down to Sodom, and they brought Lot out. And I'll tell you tonight, the same Lord Jesus can hear us, and we can pray, and the Holy Spirit can bring our loved ones out, just like those angels brought Lot out. And even if God has to send an angel to get one of them, God can do it. God can do it, because I'm here, and that's how God did it. And God can do it again. God's no respecter of persons. But we need to believe in when we are praying. There's no point us looking at the situation. They're too far gone or they're too much this or that. You didn't forget about that. Not one of us could lift one finger before God saved us to say we were better than any other person, for we weren't. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christ died for sinners. He can get them. You can get the son, the daughter, I don't care where they are tonight. Don't try and rile them. You know that fella that hunted with the hounds, and his mom was always on to him and the brother, and she never stopped all the time at them, that they'd serve God and do this and that. And Brother Branham told her to stop it. He says, don't be doing it no more. Pray and believe for them. Claim them. Claim them. But don't keep nagging at them, but claim them. Pray. It's a secret prayers. Amen. How many know tonight there's people, and you can't maybe go and see them or whatever, but you can pray for them. Amen. You can bring them before the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit anyhow that moves a person. It's not the preacher or some man. It's the Holy Ghost. And God can do it. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. He gives wisdom in our ignorance, turns ignorance into wisdom, changes our weakness into strength, pleads for us, and in us, he quickens and inspires all our prayers. When we pray, the Holy Ghost can do that. 1 John 5:14-15, Epistle of John, 1 John 5, chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire to him. And we know God's will tonight, here it is. Testament is an old English word for will. So when we come to the New Testament, we're reading the new will. And the will says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. The will says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The will says, call the elders of church, anoint with oil. If they've committed sin, they'll be forgiven. And the prayer of faith to raise them up, that's what the will says. You cannot alter this will. You can't change this will. There's nobody that's getting old here that you can take somewhere to change this. Our God is living tonight. This will was stamped with approval at Calvary 2,000 years ago with the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's real tonight. It's alive tonight. And we can come knowing God's will. When we know His will, we can ask according to His will and know the will. We must read the will. But the devil doesn't want us to read the will. Sure he doesn't. Now look, I'm going to close in a moment because I want us time to pray. The time's went too quick already for me. But you know, there's a great wee thing. I'm only starting to try and find out a bit more about it. I think it's called Speechify or something like that anyhow. But you can photograph your page. How many knows what I'm talking about? You can photograph the page with your phone and then it reads it back to you. So you know, what I'm saying is, now I'm not a brilliant reader of my own self, but there's some people just can't read. I know people and they just can't read. But there's a good job. There's a good thing in them phones. That if you download that wee app and you just click on that page of that Bible there, I know you can get the Bible to read, but say you have a good book and you want to read it, take a photograph of it, and then it reads it to you. And I tell you what, that's a good way to work, isn't it? Reading the Word of God, reading the promises of God. Amen. Why? Why would you do that? Because of Romans, faith cometh by hearing, amen. By hearing the Word of God. And I tell you, when you hear the Word of God read, preached, declared, it'll do something in you. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Romans 8:26. I'm closing on this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For you know what? We should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. We're praying tonight, and the Holy Spirit's here. And the Lord's, the work's finished. The healing's been paid for. I want to say that again. The healing's been paid for. There's nothing we have to do to pay for it. We just have to believe it. And keep believing. And keep acting in faith. Keep declaring it. Keep saying it. Keep listening to the word. Let's come and let's pray tonight. And the Lord bless each one this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight that your word is a lamp under our feet and a light under our path. Truly you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you've never changed. You said in Malachi 3, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. We believe you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the lovely Holy Spirit. We pray that we would know and sense the presence, the power, the blessing, the comfort, and the strength of the Holy Spirit at this time. Pray for the West family again, that you'll move on them, that you'll speak to them, Lord, that it'll come alive again what the minister spoke, what the words of truth that he said, it'll come alive to them and convict and move men and women that heard it. And may somebody get saved, we pray, and delivered. And Lord Jesus, we pray for Eileen again. We plead your precious blood all over her tonight. We ask that the life for that blood, that token, the Holy Ghost, move upon her this evening, quicken her mortal bodies, and upon her, Lord, and through her innermost being, your touch upon her. And Lord, we know that if you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And Lord, that's your word. And Jeremiah said, you watch over your word to perform it and to bring it to pass. It's you, Lord, that watches it. It's you that performs it. And we thank you for it tonight, Lord. And Lord, as has been said before, we can do our part, but we need you to do your part. And we know that you will, Lord, for you're a faithful God. And we thank you for it tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, for any in this room tonight or listening in with an unspoken request, Lord, and just bring them before you this evening that you'll meet their need, answer the prayer for them and their families, In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray again for Israel, that you'll protect them and watch over them on every side. Lord Jesus, we know that when the rapture takes place, that you're going to turn to them Jews and save them and deliver them. And Moses and Elijah is going to go down and preach to them and seal them, 144,000. Lord, we know that your word cannot fail. It cannot fail, and we thank you for it tonight. Lord Jesus, bless all the nurses, all the doctors. Lord, and just help each and every one of us to serve you and live for you and save our children. And Lord, our children, their children's children, moving each and every one, every family represented, the husband, the wife, the aunt, the uncle, cover them with your blood. We claim them in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, bless us for a time this evening and help us to pray. Let the Holy Spirit come and help us to pray, Lord. For this we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Just let's continue to pray this evening. God bless you.